None but the hungry heart. 8:14. Ointment poured forth. Death working in me works life in you. 2 Corinthians 4:12. At first, the heart hunger for maturity in the Lord Jesus is personal, subjective, and necessarily so. Later, when the path to maturity is known and entered upon, this hunger is projected to his body and becomes sacrificially objective. The great lack in servants is not having a sufficiently selfless walk, because you cannot lead anyone beyond where you have been led yourself. Moses was himself many years in the wilderness before he led the people. I cannot ask anyone to leave anything that I have not left myself. It is not the man who sees defects, but the man who removes them who is being used of God. Will you choose the path of death that others might have life? Will you choose to fill up the afflictions of Christ for his bride's sake? But what does it mean? It means living, weeping, suffering, loving with infinite patience, infinite tenderness, unwearying love for every member of the body of Christ. It means the whole being bound up, not in your own progress, but in the progress of the body of Christ. It means sinking all the personal element into the service of God, wanting neither credit nor notice nor recognition. It means an utter dropping of yourself and a handing over of yourself to God to be poured out for his body's sake, the church. The unwearied care of our Father for us, his patient grace, his gentleness, his leading us on from the world nearer in spirit to himself, indicate what should be the character of our love's activity towards one another. Our joy in the Father's presence, as he himself and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, are made manifest to our hearts, gives us the character of the joy of true fellowship, one with another. I, Paul, rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Colossians 1:23-24.